Welcome back to DMnastics, the gym for dungeon masters to work out their minds. I am one of your hosts, DM Neil, aka Jope Moniat.
And I am the other one of your hosts, and the last of that line today, and I am DM Mainprize.
Last of a long and glorious line of hosts. The episode that we're tying this back to today is episode number 57, A Very Merry DMB Christmas 2. And on that, I was kind of the guest, and you heard me sing and say terrible things, and or just sing terribly and say things. Both. And what ended up happening is we took all of the questions that DM Chris, DM Mitch, and I answered, and DM Mainprize answered on the subsequent DMnastics, and we posed those questions to the forum users.
That's what we did. That's absolutely correct. And so we titled that DMnastics number 45, Question Quest, because we thought, what better way to make the dungeon masters on the forums better than to send them on their own little quest of questions?
It's really straightforward in its setup, but we wanted to go ahead and highlight some of the questions and their answers from the forum users. The first one is the first question. Pretty straightforward. Again, very straightforward in how we're going about this one. So we've got a 50-50 chance. Either this is going to be a really short DMnastics, or somehow these answers are going to spur DM Mainprize and I on, and it is going to be a very long DMnastics. We'll have to wait and see. So the question number one is, what was your favorite episode from the DMB in 2015?
A good question.
And the first response was from Friar Took, and he said that it was number 53 with Lou Anders because of how inspirational it is to hear Lou Anders talk about his creative process. And I couldn't agree more. First off, he was part of the awesome double episodes that we have where we also get the 10 ideas from the guest. And we also had Lou Anders on DMnastics, and he was amazing there as well.
Yes, he was. The next post was by forum user Never. His favorite was episode 24, Survivalist and Horror. He kind of stated that he's never run a horror-themed campaign, but as far as genres of fiction, that's one of his favorite genres. So he really liked what J.M. Perkins had to say. The meat that he brought to the table tasted very delicious, according to Never.
The guest from that was the third member of the Beard Force. The Beard Force of...
Courage.
Power. Courage?
And wisdom?
No, you're courage.
I'm courage.
I'm wisdom. He's power.
He's power, right.
Done. J.M. Perkins.
Power Force.
Yes. Power Force, J.M. Perkins. Next one up was from Dave Irwin, and he felt that episode number 45, Paladin Born, Paladin Bred, was the best one because it gave a very good overview of an oft-dismissed class, proving that it had variety and a draw. I know I personally loved that episode for the same reason, because of all the ideas you can get for being a paladin or running a paladin.
So the next entry was by KJ Magel, and his favorite from 2015 was You Are Not in a Tavern, which was all about different ways to start your campaign in the standard you're in a tavern trope. He felt like there were a lot of great ideas put forth for how to begin telling the story with the players at your table.
But don't get me wrong, classic is always good, but there were a lot of good ideas on different ways to kick things off. I think one of my favorite is to actually just start in a battle. Done. Mm. Like, you sit down for, and hopefully you've had some sessions before to create story, background, and all of those wonderful things. But the first play session, just be like, okay, everyone ready? You're ready? Roll for initiative. What?
excuse me? How'd I get to tell you what I'm wearing?
What have I done? What did I do to you? Why are you trying to kill me? Next one up is from Cat Charlie, saying that Raw Real Monsters number one, Beholders, Spiders, and More was their favorite. Although the Common Catastrophe, another J.M. Perkins special, the Power Force once again coming to light, was their favorite.
Beautiful. The next one's by DM Foreclosure, and his was episode 39, Creation and Inspiration 4, which featured as a guest Morgan Jenkins. He felt like there were a lot of really great ideas put forth in this one, and he just wants everyone to know that Morgan Jenkins' accent is hypnotic.
And we'll have to hassle Morgan and see how much we can figure out about why his accent is so hypnotic. But I know that it is because he is not only from Australia.
It's the Vegemite.
And I can't remember where else his accent is influenced by. So send a lot of tweets to @goinginblind and try and figure out what accent he has. Or just make him say stuff. I mean, I could always just call him up and be like, Morgan, everyone really wants you to say stuff.
I mean, I think this is a perfect time to just, you know, let everyone know that he thinks it's smashing.
Well, I think that's smashing.
And other hilarious things that I will insert now.
Well, I almost feel like it was, you know, like, oh, snap, I have a torch. You're fired.
Great, good.
So the next one is by Jane Waxfar. And you know what? Once again, J.M. Perkins, the Beard Force of Power, is back on the list. Because she said that the survival and horror episode really inspired the post-apocalyptic campaign that she is now running.
Beautiful.
Hopefully J.M. Perkins will hear about this love and love the love he is getting.
It's always good to love the love you're getting. The next one's from Grimhelm, and Grimhelm is a dirty, rotten cheater because he didn't give us a favorite. He instead said any of the top 10 episodes where, a top 10 campaign ideas was listed, those were his favorite because they're always full of great ideas and a lot of laughs. So way to cheat the system, but we're coming for you.
And it is hard to argue, though. I mean, that's where things like the Food Mage came from. So
Food Mage.
And Almaria Knight says the episode 44, DMing for Dummies, is a great episode for new DMs to listen to. And he listens to it every chance he gets when he needs a refresh on getting the foundations of being a dungeon master.
Beautiful. DM Rowan was the next user to jump on the train. And she said that Going in Detailed was her favorite because it was amazing and she loved the guest.
Again, hypnotized by the one, the only, the vocal wonder from down under, Morgan Jenkins.
I think if he knew that this many people chose his favorite, he would probably think that it was smashing.
Well, I think that's smashing.
He might even make a full-fledged user on the forums. That last part's probably not going to happen. So DM Genesis Ect says that after much deliberation, it had to be Creation and Inspiration 5, which is Lou Anders. Man, got a lot of repeat awesome in the past year. So the insight of how he creates his world was incredibly useful. Further, he equipped DM Genesis Ect with the two tools that simply I don't understand how I got this far without using. First, I've gotten so much mileage out of the ever-changing Book of Names and Fractal Terrains. The DMnastics on both of these seal the deal, that labyrinth. I can't agree more with the ever-changing Book of Names. It is an invaluable tool, one that I constantly use, and I actually went ahead and, through a very interesting setup, got it unlocked so I could add more material. Side story. Here we go.
I'm ready.
So the person that makes it isn't a native to the US of A. So what I ended up having to do was contact them through email because there are like two sites you could find the ever-changing Book of Names on and then send them through, I want to say, the UK version of Amazon, an Amazon gift card to essentially have paid for unlocking. And then they sent me more files and a passcode and then it was unlocked.
Wow.
It was like a quest. Like I literally went on a quest, a digital quest, if you will, to get the ever-changing Book of Names unlocked. And wow. I've done so. And so I can bring you such gems as the Pokethulu set of names, where it takes Pokemon and Cthulhu mythos, jams them together, and can bring you such gems as, oh no, these are way harder to say than I thought they would be.
So are you done there? I'll do the next
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Ever-changing Book of Names. It's great.
Tangent. All right. The next one we're going to cover is DM Starhelm's question number one. And his was, surprisingly enough, also Lou Anders. He said the episodes with Lou Anders are by far his favorite. They inspire him so much. And he even went out and purchased a few copies of Frostborn, Lou Anders' book, as Christmas gifts for friends and family. So what a lovely, lovely thing.
Amazing. As you should. Everyone, go buy those books. The next one's from Galakin, and surprise, surprise, the Beard Force of Power is back in action, and Galakin loved the Creative Commoner episode and the idea of an entire campaign where your players are, quote, just chumps, or enforced to actually come up with strategies. He says he knows it's not for all players, and it definitely isn't, but it is an amazing piece of material to go check out.
The next one would be by Whipstash, and his favorite episode is any of the world-building stuff. That's what always gets the gears turning for him. I completely agree with that. That's what got me started, was wanting to be a good world-builder and tell cool stories. That's when I stumbled onto the Dungeon Master's Block, and yeah, couldn't agree more.
So hopefully, if you haven't listened to all of the episodes that the forum users have have said are their favorites. Hopefully, this will inspire you to go listen to those. Speaking of things that inspire, the next question that we will try and tackle is number 6. And what was the greatest lesson from RPGs that you learned over the past year? So hopefully some of the advice from the forum users can help you, the listener. And we will start again with Friar Took. The thing that he learned over the past year was that I've learned that my players have more faith in my GM abilities than I do. I'm always doubting what I'm doing, but they are consistently happy with our sessions and campaigns. It's important to remember, we are often our own worst critics. I know for a very real fact that that applies to me as well.
Yeah, it applies to me as well. I actually just had my 19th session with my newest players, and afterwards I talked to the wizard, you know, a couple days later. I was like, dude, I feel like I handled that really poorly. I have no idea what I'm doing when you cast illusion. But he's like, oh, I thought you did great. So yeah, definitely true. We often beat ourselves up pretty harshly. Next one is going to be by the forum user Never, and his was improvisation is a skill and it gets better the more you practice. So, you know, the old adage, practice makes perfect, would definitely apply here. Gotta practice improvising, coming up with characters and attributes and mannerisms on the fly. It'll be challenging at first, but the more you do it, the better it's gonna be.
Awesome. And the next one is from Dave Irwin. He said that variety is a good thing and different systems can teach you how to improv better, which I would love to hear more about that in hindsight, but I like the idea because taking on different systems that are, especially with the modern age of RPGs and Kickstarter and everything like that, and how people are starting to approach it from different angles rather than your thing happens, roll d20, add modifier, new thing happens, and figuring out different ways to approach things.
So the next one is by KJ Magel, and I'm calling him out right here because it says, what was the greatest lesson from RPGs that you learned over the past year? And he did not provide an answer, even though he did to almost all the other ones. So I'm calling you out, KJ Magel. Get back in the gym, lift some weights. It's either that or possibly you learned so much you couldn't write it all in 1,000 books and chose to leave the answer blank.
Perfect. So Cat Charlie is calling forth the Beard Force of Power yet again. J.M. Perkins really left a lasting impression on the forum users. And just talking about the party of commoners and working and planning together to take down something much larger than themselves. And with enough planning and some good friends that you can achieve things you never thought possible. So I think in opening up the idea that working together and trying new and different tactics rather than like, oh, it's not on my character sheet, I can't do it. But helping have like a better experience for both player and DM.
Very nice. The next one comes from DM Foreclosure. The greatest lesson he learned over the past year is actually quite touching and you might cry. So it says, quote, the greatest journey that can be taken is the journey taken together. It says those that, in quotes there, it says those were the final lines of his character in a 5-year-long campaign that ended the week this was posted. Without everyone who made the campaign what it was, it wouldn't be nearly as memorable. That's what's great about life and about tabletop. I think that's very true. You know, life is only better and only gets better when you have more people involved in it, helping to make the journey more bearable from day to day.
Yeah. And the friends that people have made through tabletop and or the relationships strengthened through tabletop is more than a little compelling to follow up that awesome, awesome post. So Jane Waxfar says that for her, the greatest lesson she learned was not to overplan. That her first campaign fizzled out because she got frustrated doing all the global historical scale world building that never made it into the game. And now she's working on a chapter slash area at a time, and the prep work is more rewarding. So that concept of small to big and working in and allowing probably the players to shape more of the story as it goes along.
So the next one, the Grimhelm.
Sorry, I read it before you're going to say it, and it's great.
Grimhelm's contribution to this question says, what was the greatest lesson from RPGs that you learned over the past year? And this is actually really quite true. What he learned is that monkeys are, in fact, evil. And that's all he has to say. And I'm going to have to say I completely agree. When I was 4 years old, I was watching the film The Wizard of Oz for the first time. And those flying monkeys came on the screen. You know, the Wicked Witch of the West controls them. I was terrified out of my mind. And my 4-year-old brain was so intelligent that it thought, if they could scare me from the television, I could scare them from outside of it. So I ran at the television to attempt to frighten them, tripped, and cut open the corner of my eye on the corner of the television. So yeah, monkeys are evil.
Yeah, they got you. Ugh. So for the next one, Almarian Knight linked us a short video, and I will give you a clip of that here.
Yesterday, you said tomorrow, so just do it! Make your dreams come true! Just do it!
The next entry is by DM Rowan, and she says, for the greatest lesson from RPGs learned over the past year, she said, I don't know. I haven't been playing very long. Which is great, because you're just starting. You don't have to know everything to still be involved in RPGs, to DM, to play as a player. I challenge DM Rowan to get back in the gym and come update us on this question. What have you learned since you posted?
Definitely. And someone that's starting out should never discount the ideas that they have, because the people that have been playing and running for 20, 30 years have potentially lost sight of what originally got them into it. I know I had that for a while. It's just the thing that happens when you do something for 2-3 decades. So never be afraid to share the experiences that you're going through, and especially when you're first starting out. One, to get help from people that have more experience, and two, to help those who have more experience remember what it's like back in the early awesome days of starting to be a DM.
So true.
So the next one by DM Genesis Ect is that if you give your players a 4D dungeon with associated rotation and time dilation problems, your players will not speak to you for a week. I believe that every word of that is true.
I believe it's true, and I want more information on it.
I agree. That is a rough go of things, but sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah. The next up would be DM Starhelm, and the greatest lesson he learned was, having fun is more important than getting it right. Or as the RPG Academy says, if you're having fun, you're doing it right. And while game prep isn't necessarily everything, a lack of it can easily become everything. Says, I ran my first con game and I was woefully unprepared and nervous, and while the players said they had fun, it could have been so much better if I'd done some more prep. So yeah, be prepared and stick to the rules, but don't let the rules and the preparation steal the fun out of the RPG experience.
So for the next one, it's from Gallican, and he says that to be careful on how you reveal character secrets. And he's in a game currently on Roll20 where every character has a secret agenda, but that format, you're only talking through emails after the fact, and then within a couple sessions, everyone was at odds with each other because of all the secrets that they had built up. And while it was cool that things were getting revealed, there was just a huge reveal rather than more of a gradual way to get those to come across, and everyone not being mad at each other.
Beautiful. The last one comes from Whipstash, and this is a total shout out to our good friends over at Tribality. His answer was, funny you should ask. You can read my post over at Tribality for the RPG lessons I have learned this year. So he was actually a guest writer on Tribality and wrote a post about the lessons he had learned as a brand new DM over the last year and kind of what went along with stepping his toes into the cool, crisp waters of DMhood. So yeah, go check that out and read the rest of Tribality stuff because it's really great.
Yep, if you want to check that out, it is titled 4 Lessons Learned by a Rookie DM Before My First Session.
Very cool.
And with that, it ended up being a little bit longer. And we also thought we were going to do 3 questions instead of 2. So I think we're good.
We completed our quest, our question quest.
So with that, I want to implore you, the listener, to head over to the forums and check out these exercises, namely this one and all of the information that you could glean from it, namely the fact that there are 10 more questions that people from the forums answered, and if you feel so inclined, you could answer them too.
Absolutely. And for those of you who need to go back and update things, remember, there's always weights to be lifted in the gym. To do that, head over to dungeonmasterblock.freeforums.net and try some DMnastics so your players don't ask, do you even lift?
I gotta get a pump.
That's it. It's good. It hurts. I know it does. That's it. Get it.